Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Awaited returning host to WCM, the guy in glasses, with me tonight, broadcasting from his own studio for the very first time, and I am proud to say he is hopefully returning a new co-host to this show. Everybody, please, I want you to give a very, very warm welcome to my man, Mike Snodgrass. Mike, what's up, man?
Just chilling, hanging out, brother.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. So, how's your week been since we kind of started getting the ball rolling on this?
It's been good. I've been busy with little projects around the house. A tree fell in my backyard, so I've been chopping it up.
Oh, I seen that on Facebook the other day, yeah.
Yeah, I took out the fence. So I finally got the tree cleaned up last week, and I rebuilt the fence this week. And I'm a musician, so like I'm tired. I'm not built for that.
Man, I'm used to my fingers hurting. This is ridiculous. You know, my thumb's scratchy. Well, I had an adventurous week. We'll call it. Monday, I walked in to my job, and I was told by my manager that another employee no longer trusts me and can no longer work with me, even though he's not on my shift, because I complained about a big coolant leak that he left all over the shop that didn't clean up. And I'm like, what the hell is that? So he told me he can't trust me, he can't work with me anymore, and that I'm being transferred.
What?
Oh, I walked into this Monday. Yeah, walked into this Monday. I'm being transferred to a shop down the road. So now this is the third shop I've been at the last 2 years. And I really honestly have to reflect and think about, you know, like how much of this is my fault, you know? And it's like I've talked to several different people about this situation, and they're all like, you have like very valid points, and you know, like everything you're saying is, you know, very, you know, defendable, you know, as far as, you know, your thought process on it, you know. So I'm like, okay, thank you. So it's not just me. So so I told the manager, I'm like, okay, well, can I go home? Because I'm not working. You don't want me here. Well, I mean, I'd appreciate it if you stayed, but you know, if you need to leave, I'm like, okay. Is Travis down at the shop, which is my new boss now? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, bye. And I walked out, and I drove down the road to the new shop, and I talked to this manager, because I know this manager. I know this man. I've known him for a couple years now. And I'm like, hey, like, what the hell is going on? He was under the impression that I knew about this a week ago. I'm like, I just found out 10 fucking minutes ago, boys. This is news to me. I walked into this today, Monday morning, bright and early at 4 p.m. I walked into this. So, yeah, fucking ridiculous. So, Tuesday, I didn't go to work because, like, I'm not going to come back to that shop if they don't like, because I wasn't supposed to start till Wednesday at this new place. So, I'm like, so I took the 2 days off and hung out with a girlfriend, and we just vegged out and watched movies and just spent time together. So, but
that's good, at least.
Yeah, like,
that's
totally
crazy.
Just,
like, what?
Yeah, because my thing is, like, I don't care, like, what your tech level is or how much money you make this company. If you make a big fucking mess, clean it up. You know how to clean it up? I did, because I had to pull an alignment into that same bay, and I wasn't going to lay around on the ground underneath this truck working on alignment, just laying in glue. So I had to clean it up before I did my job. So, yeah, I was a little pissed. But
jeez. That is crazy. Divas, man.
Yeah. So, but, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio tonight, we have Mr. Dan the Man. This is a WCM owner. He is a manager for all the shows and everything like that. He is in the studio with tonight. Dan, you want to say hello before we kind of get into this?
Honestly, I just wanted to say welcome back. Glad to have you back. It's been a long time.
It's been too long.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah, it was January.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was January. Yeah. And then, 2 weeks ago, I tried to get a show together, and I completely dropped the ball.
We almost had to cancel your show.
Communication with my new co-host here because, you know, I just dropped the ball. I mean, there's no excuse on it. You know, it was completely my fault, but we got all of our ducks in a row. Here we are. So we're thankful for that.
Almost had to cancel your show.
Yeah, almost.
I mean,
breaching contract.
You were that close.
I was breaching it.
No, your show is actually one of the best on the network.
Oh,
I said one of the best. One of the best. There's only four shows, so you know, you're in top five. You're in top five, all right?
I was so up here with that, and then you just went. You just buried
the best
me.
Shows.
Look, you're in the top five.
Well, welcome you. I hope this is a great introduction to you, Mike, coming into this.
You know, nobody has to know how many shows there is. Just say, hey, we're in the top five shows. That's all you need to say.
No, he wants to make a very big point that it's top five out of four because he's mean to me. He doesn't like me.
Hey, you know what? Don't get a big head. I've got two shows in the top five. So
four fucking shows, you asshole.
I don't know.
She's top three.
What's that?
Hey, Miss Angels, she's number three, I guess. It's your two shows, one, two, and then her show number three, and then my show number five, right? Is that what it is?
It's still the top five.
The fuck, man. I thought we were friends.
We are.
I mentioned you on your beard going in and stuff like that. I mean, of course, it's nothing like mine and Mike's.
Well, no, I mean, I had to.
Wait, you had a beard?
A bit.
I didn't see it.
Oh, damn. Pop, shot fired right here, live on air, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike realizes he's not under contract yet, right? So.
That's right.
Yeah, say what you want now. A couple weeks from now, you're in the groove and you're okay with it, and you sign a little piece of paper.
Oh, I have that.
He's gonna act like he owns you.
I do own you.
He's just jealous because of our fucking beard. So
he's just jealous of my hair. So shut up.
Right. So he says I'm just jealous of his hair. Yeah. I call
my atheist Slater hair.
Right. Because he's not a Christian. He's an atheist. I mean, that's, you know, that's the way he feels, and you know. We don't give him too much shit about it. We respect his, you know, decision. So I call him Atheist Slater instead of Christian Slater. So because, like, I don't know, man. What it was just it's like a month ago.
It was perfect.
It was
perfect.
80s
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
Yeah.
When he just, you know, it parted in the middle, and he can just put his hand through his hair on either side, and then it gets to the end and just falls right back in place or whatever, like, just fucking Christian Slater. Yeah, so that's been the ongoing joke around here for a little bit. Atheist Slater over there with his mini beard.
Hey.
His wannabe beard.
Look, you saw how it was, how my mask was fucking it up, so I had to kind of trim it up a little bit. So now
you remember Mike. Mike has, because ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Mike is an artist. Mike is an artist that we've had on this show before. When we first started out, actually, you were show number two.
Yeah,
I think you were show number two or three.
Yeah, because you were featuring, you were just talking about,
Chad was the first show.
Chad was the first show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Mike was he was either second or third, and then we had that rock band on, I think the fourth week, because it was going in line with a show they had that weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if we can do you 2 weeks from now, you guys can talk up your big concert, you know.
I think Mike was number two.
So I
believe he was, yeah.
I think so. So, I mean, Mike's been around since the beginning, and we had Mike on last year. Mike was, I mean, really honestly, Mike's conversation with him last year was what started this whole thing. We had Mike on 1 week, and I just, hey, it'd be cool to touch base with the guy and see how he's doing. Just him being a local guy here in Knoxville and everything, and how he's being affected with the pandemic. Because I know at that time, because I go where he plays his shows. That's the bars I hang out at.
Yeah.
You know, so I see him, and you know, always love to be there to support him and everything. And then when you see gigs flying off the handle and every, you know, off the schedule, you know, so I touch base with him. I'm like, man, that was a great conversation. You know, we had him on for about 15 minutes, and then it's like, hey, let's do a whole fucking show about it. So the next week, you know, is when I did the pandemic show last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all because of Mike, you know, and, you know, his little conversation with me, you know, prompted that whole thing. So, and here we are a year later, and he's co-hosting the 1 year later show. Like,
that's awesome.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
But, Mike. Later. So Mike does he does his own beard thing. That's what I was getting at. I know
that's
kind of a long roundabout thing, but I wanted to mention.
That's right. We mentioned that.
You know, success as an artist and everything like that, you know. So, but, So now we got a hookup.
Yeah, his beard products. That's right.
We got a hookup for beard.
You mentioned that.
Fucking rock on, man.
Cool.
Maybe you'll have yours. You know,
I'm wearing.
Maybe.
Be manly and stuff, you know.
I mean, it could help. It's not a it's not a miracle worker, okay? It's not magic. But
at
least make your beard feel better and smell better. I got lavender on right now. It's making me calm. It's smelling good, you know?
That sounds nice.
Yes, it is.
I'm gonna have to get some of that. That sounds nice. I use beard oils and
we get the friend of the family discount.
I'm sure Mike will hook us up.
Absolutely.
Mike will hook us up. Yeah, because we're gonna take care of Mike, and Mike's gonna take care of us, and it's gonna be awesome. But you are out of here, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to, you know, pop in for a little bit.
Man, I
welcome you
that.
Back. Welcome Mike to the, you know, to the show.
That's awesome. Man.
So
thank you,
appreciate
sir.
Appreciate you take.
Absolutely. Y'all have a kick-ass show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is Dan the Man, and he is exiting the studio at this time. Yay! Clap for him. Round of applause.
Yay!
Round of applause. There we go. Oh, golf clap. Golf clap. What was that? You remember that Emilio Estevez movie, Charlie Sheen movie? Men at Work is what it was called. You remember
I love that movie.
Trash collectors and their golf clap.
Yeah.
Was it? Golf clap. anyways. Ladies and gentlemen, so tonight, as we just discussed, you know, we're going to have Chad on, and hopefully at least one other guy. We're hoping Cordell can make it on. I guess the schedule changed over there, which, you know, he's 3 hours behind us, and because he's in California, and I moved the show up 2 hours, so I think it dug into his work schedule, but he's going to try. But the whole point of this was to talk to some artists and see what has been going on the last year. And I know this topic hits incredibly home to you, Mike, because you I know for sure, like 100% was completely impacted by this entire pandemic and what happened. I mean, it just all of a sudden, bam, like everything is canceled. And you're like, what happened to the music industry, you know? So give everybody a kind of a recap of, you know, what happened when you first, you know, when the pandemic, you know, started and everything and what was going on. And then just kind of, you know, if you would, you know, just kind of play out the year for us and how things played out and, you know, what you're experiencing now as you're, you know, everybody's kind of opening things up and things are kind of trying to get back to some sort of normalcy. So if you just kind of give us the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah. So back, I remember I was in, this would be a really long recap.
This is for you, buddy.
I was in the hospital last January, and because I had some issues with my stomach, particularly my colon, and I this was right when we started hearing about the coronavirus, and like nobody really thought anything of it. It's like, oh, this is kind of weird. It's like a new SARS or a new something, you know, new, you know, and so I had really bad pains in my stomach. I was like doubled over in pain, like I've never had before. I've had some digestive issues in the past, but this was just like insane. So my wife said, no, we have to take you to the emergency room now. And I'm like, you know, I'm stubborn when it comes to that. So I was like, nah. But she took me, and good thing she did, because I was apparently septic, leaking infection into my body from my colon, because my colon was perforated because I had diverticulitis. And I had no clue. So anyways, I was in the hospital end of January, and I started hearing more about this COVID stuff. And I'm like, what the heck? So I remember I got out the day Kobe Bryant passed away in a helicopter accident. I remember that.
Oof.
And then February kind of, you know, went sort of normal. Then March hit, and people were like, we don't know what's going to go down. Like, we might be shutting down the country. Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? So I remember my last gig was at Margaritaville Fusion Forge on, I think, March 22nd. And there was already places shutting down. And Margaritaville was like, nah, let's go ahead and do it. Like, we don't know what, you know, if people are going to be here or not. So I remember talking to the GM, and we're like, this is kind of scary stuff. I don't know if I'm going to have a job for a while. And he was saying the same thing. And sure enough, this week, I kept getting phone calls, places saying we're shutting down, and then everything just shut down. I had zero gigs in April and May. And man, it was scary, but luckily I took a chance and I applied for the self-employed unemployment, and I got it. Like, I was
Wow.
Okay, I'm not normally one to for government assistance, because
right.
You know, I believe less government is better, but that's just my opinion. But I just, you know, I was like, okay. That was what, like $600 a week or something. I didn't get any more than what the extra they had put on unemployment. I think they was like $600 a week or 300. I don't know what it was. Anyways, so I was getting that with no gigs, and then you know, I finished a couple of projects around the house. Like I built the boys a baller tree house. I built
nice.
I built a Murphy bed in our guest bedroom with like shelving and everything. It was I did a lot of projects I didn't know I could do. And then May rolled around, the end of May, Memorial Day weekend, and I get a phone call from Aaron Tracy, who books for Copper Cellar and Calhoun's in the North City, And he was like, hey, man, we're going to slowly start to open things back up. Since this is an outdoor venue, you want to play? I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, you know, a lot of people still have so many opinions on what's right and what's wrong and what we should be doing. Like, the thing is, yes, I care about the safety and health of people, but I also care about paying my bills. So a lot of people, that was like a controversial show. A lot of people were like, I can't believe they're playing, you know, in the pandemic. And there was videos. People had videos because needless to say, the place was packed.
Right.
There was, I joked and said, social distancing does not exist here. Like, but there was, you know, we wore our masks when we weren't on stage, but a lot of people weren't. And that's on them, and that's fine. Whatever, but like, we got a little bit of backlash on that, and I'm like, listen, it ain't me. I got hired for a job, like you
right.
You know,
I'm trying to work.
I'm doing my job.
I'm not working for 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and those kind of gigs were few and far between throughout the summer, but it started picking up, and even today, like, you know, winter was a little bit rough because you had to be inside, and you know, some places were doing music still, and. But I got to say, man, like, it affected me quite a bit, but I had been truly blessed this whole thing. Like, when you look at a situation and it looks like I should fail, it looks like I should struggle, and then you look at the bank account and it's like, I'm not struggling, though. Like, what? But, you know, you got to think, like, we weren't spending money eating out. We weren't spending money going just for gas. We weren't spending money doing anything. It was, we had a lot of good family time. We had a lot of cool outdoor fun with the boys. And, you know, it was actually nice to slow down and just chill. And I've heard a lot of people get that same outcome from this whole pandemic. Yeah, it's been a struggle. It's definitely stressful to wake up and not know if you're going to be employed every day. But that's, being a full-time musician, that's my life anyway. Like, who knows if, I don't know if somebody's going to cancel a show on me. I could, you know, I have a show scheduled, but any number of things can happen, and I can just not get paid for that night. So that, there's a joke that you know, if you're a full-time musician, you wake up unemployed every day. You don't know, but I've been waking up unemployed every day for the last almost 10 years. So something's going right. But even today, like, there's still venues. Margaritaville, to speak about them again, they are still not having live music. And Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg has been one of those places that. It just doesn't seem like anybody cares. Like, they're fully open. Nobody's wearing masks. Like,
I mean, it's a tourist spot. They know, exactly. I mean, like,
they don't care.
They do, you know. Right. I mean.
Yeah. I have my rights.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean.
But, hey, it keeps me in work. Like, that's where I've mostly been working. Oh, and I will say, I got in October, Dollywood called me up and was like, hey, you want to play for our Harvest Festival? I said, absolutely. I played 5 days a week at Dollywood through October for their Harvest Festival.
Oh, wow.
And that was a blessing. I'm like, heck yeah. That was good money, too.
Oh, I bet. From Dollywood? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, heck yeah. And 5 days a week, like, they had me basically on salary there for a little bit. I was like, heck yeah. So it, like I said, it worked out, and I, you know, there's still some places. I got word today that Wild Wing Cafe, at least in Johnson City, are back to doing full bands, and this is the first time since the pandemic happened that they're doing full bands. They were just doing you know, solo acts and whatnot, and
right.
So they're back to full bands. Copper Cellar, you know, Smoky Mountain Brewery in Calhoun, they've almost since May of 2020, definitely June of 2020, they've been pretty much just doing what they want to do. And a lot of people have been upset about that, but, you know, it is what
it
is.
Well, they just don't show up. If you don't like it, And
that's
what
I'm saying. Like,
there. I mean, like,
yeah.
It's hard to bitch about it. Like, take yourself out of the equation. If you're uncomfortable because of the crowd,
yeah,
go somewhere else. Like, because there's a lot of people, and it's not necessarily – because I feel the same way. Because it's not to say that I don't care about other people and their health or anything like that. You know, I'm just still want to do me. I just still want to live life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be, you know, quarantined. And I want to live my life. And I think that's
yeah.
the majority of what it is. It's not, I don't think it's really something to be taken as disrespect. And I'm not, you know, I don't respect your, you know, feelings or anything like that. But, you know, that's something like that's on you, you know, that's
yeah.
your comfortability. You know, I'm comfortable with a bunch of people around me. I'm comfortable with the bar scene. You know, it's like, that's, you know, live music and a beer is my shit. And
yeah.
so, you know, I'm not going to be wearing a mask because I'm going to be sitting there probably singing along and screaming like a retard and having a beer. And, you know, so yeah,
everybody has an opinion.
Right, exactly. And you know, and the thing about it is really, we're all experiencing something just devastating for the very first time, you know, as a world, you know. So, yeah, like, everybody has an opinion, but you've got to, you know, I mean, you've got to respect other people's opinion, you know. This person wants to wear a mask, this person doesn't, you know. I mean, hell, I mean, they just lifted the mandate here in Knoxville Tuesday.
Yeah.
The mask mandate. So, you know, it's, you know, that's
going to... capacity's coming next, I think. You know, the whole... I think, well, I don't know if the capacity thing is really that been big of a deal. But, you know, the thing that gets me the most is these Karens and stuff coming out and saying... they're at the place and they're like, well, I just can't believe they're not wearing a mask. Don't come. Stay home. If you are worried, that's the only thing. If you are worried about being sick, don't go to public. Don't go out in public.
Because
I will do my part. If I have to wear a mask, I will. But if a place doesn't require me to, then I'm not going to. But I'm going to still keep my distance because I kept my distance from people before all this happened because I don't want to get your stuff anyways. I don't want to get your cold. I don't want to get your stank on me. I don't want to get none of that. If I don't know you, I'm staying 6 feet away from you anyway. So it's like, it's not me being disrespectful. I'm just, like you said, I'm just trying to live my life.
Right.
Get out of my business.
I already play on my shows barefoot. I mean, come on. What do you want from me?
I'm not worried about that. I mean, my wife would call me. She called me a germaphobe. I don't think I'm that bad. I'm not a germaphobe, but I don't. You know, I like to be clean. I like to make sure. Like, there's certain things. Like, I'll get out in the garden and get dirty and stuff like that. I'm still a boy. I can bait a hook and all that stuff. Still
right.
a man. But like. if people, I just, you know, I don't like people germs. I don't like public bathrooms that much. I use them, but I don't like them that much.
Right. I mean,
and you know,
kind of anybody, really.
Right. I get a little bit sketched out when in stuff like that. Like, I don't like to drink after people, like even my wife, like our mouths have touched, but
obviously.
I don't like to drink after her. It's weird to me. I don't know why. I could give her a kiss and then be like, nah, you can have that drink with me now. You've already <done it." laughs> It's just, I don't know.
That's your drink now, baby. I'm going to go give me another one.
Yeah, that's all you, girl.
What I
don't
do
know
right now, get up. Oh, man.
But, you know. It's just everybody has their opinion. Just don't make your opinions affect other people negatively. Like, because nobody really knows what's going on. Like, we don't really know. We have
That's one of my biggest things about this is that nobody knows what the correct answer is.
No.
Most of us haven't been through something like this. What's the right answer? You know,
exactly.
This is totally different from everything else, you know? And I'll tell you, one of my biggest problems with the situation is like, oh, you need to wear a mask. A little cloth fucking mask, the most deadliest virus in the world. And you think this little cloth mask is going to stop it from entering
well,
my body?
I don't know if it's the most deadliest virus in the world.
Well, it's when you hear it on the news and the hype from the whole thing, you know, like, oh, my God, you know, and people dying of COVID, like, I mean, how many people were like, oh, this guy's parachute didn't open up. He died of COVID, obviously.
Yeah. I will say, and the thing I could also say to other people is just be open-minded about things. Like, I try to be open-minded about most things. I mean, I'm stubborn in some things. But, you know, when this all first happened, you know, you had people making cloth masks and stuff, and everybody's like, well, those ain't going to work and blah, blah, blah. It's a virus. But I saw this video that Bill Nye, the science guy,
love Bill Nye, the science guy.
You know, and I don't, there's a lot of beliefs that we do not share, and I don't really listen to a lot of his beliefs, but he said something that made the greatest amount of sense about the masks. And he said that, yes, it is true that the virus is smaller than the virus itself can definitely penetrate through the mask because it's smaller, but that's not the way viruses work. Viruses work in droplets, and the droplets that they're in from a sneeze, a cough, or whatever are not smaller than to get through the mask. So that the droplets get stuck in the mask, and that's why they tell you to wash your hands and to get rid of the mask. Don't keep reusing the mask, and if it's a cloth mask, to wash it every day because you never know what's on it. But I was like, oh man, that actually makes a lot of sense. Because everybody has the facts of, okay, well, the virus is microscopic. It can get through the fibers of the mask. Well, where that's true, that still doesn't – still that's not how it works, because the virus can only really travel through the droplets. And I'm like, okay, Bill Nye, you have changed my mind on something. And that's the thing. Like, some people are just so stubborn that they're not willing to listen to the other side of it and really make a judgment call. You know what I mean? They're just like, they hear something that, you know, their Uncle Joe, he's, well, you know, I don't believe it, the virus. And they believe that jump because that's their source of, or they turn on CNN or Fox News and they believe every stupid thing they say because, you know, that's gotten us in a good, you know, that's gotten the country in a good predicament.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just fear upon fear. I mean, that's all the news is for anymore, is to instill fear into people, and it fucking kills me. Like, how often do you hear something great on the news? You know, like...
Very rarely.
You know, it's always something fucking tragic, and it's just to make put you in fear. It kills me. You know, like,
all we can do is just love people, man, and honestly, regardless of what you believe, just respect what other people believe. Like, you know, I just don't like it when other people like tell me I'm doing something wrong, when like, I'm not really. I'm just trying to live my life. Don't tell me I'm doing something wrong when you don't even know what's right.
Right.
It's your opinion. So just love people, man. That's, you know. That's all we can do. We went down a rabbit hole there, but you know.
It's all right, you know. All right. Well, look, this we're a few minutes out from Chad calling in. We're gonna go ahead and take a little break, and we are gonna put on some Mike's Snodgrass.
Come
just
on.
Because it's Mike's Snodgrass Day here at the Open Air Radio Show. So I mean, look at me. I got my Snodgrass shirt on. I got my Snod glasses on. Like, I'm all mic'd up, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be like Mike. Yeah. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Snodgrass. I mean, if you haven't yet, please go to Mike's page. Give him a like, a follow, and everything like that. Follow him around all over Knoxville, in this area. Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge and stuff like that. He goes all over. So please go check him out. Incredible artist, incredible person. I mean, if you just heard the interview, kind of, you know, co-host thing with him, you know, look at all that and all the blessings he found, you know, with, you know, everything that was going on, you know, just so, and just completely laid back. So please go give him a like and a follow, everybody. But we will be right back, and this is Better Than Best. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Note by Note Radio Show. If you haven't been listening, shame on you. We start at the new show time at 4 o'clock. Why didn't you didn't get the memo? Like, what's up with that? Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be broadcasting from his own studio with my new co-host, Mike Snodgrass, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So, again, right before the break, like I said, if you haven't already, please go like his page, follow him. Check him out. We have a caller on the line here. So I believe this is going to be our next artist up. So I'm going to check out and check the phone line here. Go. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what? Coming to the studio is Chad Bearden. A round of applause for this gentleman. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm kicking like a pack of ninjas.
What are you into today, buddy?
Do I now?
Well, so what are you into today?
Oh, man, I just got a new place here in Nashville, so trying to get moved into to my new place and all that great, fun, moving stuff.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get right into it here. I mean, the whole point of the show is talking about the last year and the changes and stuff like that you guys as artists have went through ever since the pandemic hit and you stopped doing gigs and this and that and stuff like that. So if you can, just kind of walk us through the last year and, kind of recap maybe when we had you on the show last year about the pandemic and stuff, and just kind of recap what was going on with you personally, and then just kind of take us through the year, if you don't mind, and, what you were experiencing, you being, an artist in Nashville, what was going on there?
When the pandemic hit, we were right in the middle of a tour. We had about 180 dates booked for last year. We had planned an insane year. And then obviously we just kind of lost everything. And, we sat at home for 3 months. Fortunately for us, after about 3 months, we were able to get back on the road and do, a different style of show. But we were able to still tour the rest of the year. But the other thing that did for me was really open up time and force me in a couple of different directions, which turns out as bad of a year as it was for me as an artist and all the festivals and all the things like that we lost, it ended up being my best year as a songwriter. I wound up in some amazing camps that I never thought I would be in. And, we've got some holes with some A-list artists, and we have some cuts with some new artists that are about to hand, and it also pushed me in more. I'd never really done any of the recording and producing stuff myself, but I kind of got into that, and now I pretty much have an entire studio, and so I'm able to cut my own demos and produce some of my own tracks and things like that as well. So, for as bad as it was, it gave me a lot of good things too. Now I lost a ton of money, but
amen.
I'm also grateful for all the things that did come out of it and did give me. I mean, I wouldn't have been in some of the places I was. I've been getting to go about once a month to Miami and work with all the guys from Pitbull's label. And so that's pushed me in a whole different direction of, not just writing country music, but now I'm writing a lot of pop, a lot of hip hop, just all kind of stuff that, I would have never thought I would have been doing before. But I can't complain. It actually turned out amazing for me in ways that I never would have thought.
That's really awesome, man. That's incredible. I mean, and working with Pitbull's crew, I mean, that's pretty fucking awesome, man. Like, that's awesome, man. I don't have words to express. I can't imagine how you feel about the situation. Like, that's big major deal there, buddy.
Yeah, it's insane. And it just, the whole, I got to write with, some huge pop stars this year with some, like I said, a ton of people who, I hope that, we're going to wind up with some cuts with some of those guys, but, it's been a wild ride and, it's exciting. So hopefully that's just the beginning of lots of great things to come. I mean, it's kind of changed my whole, trajectory, I guess, because now while I'm still doing the artist thing, I went from the past 4 to 5 years playing 120 to 180 dates a year to, you know, this year we're probably, you know, we may do 40 dates this year. And kind of all my energy is going in to the riding side of things. And so, you know, I'm pretty much every day that I'm in Nashville or that I'm in Miami, I'm essentially riding two songs a day, you know, and then working on producing demos for those and pitching those and all that stuff. So it's for me, it definitely changed my, the trajectory of my career a little bit, but you know, it kind of goes hand in hand because as the songwriting thing takes off more, it also pushes, my artist career more. But just taking a different route doing it.
How big of a change was that? I mean, I guess obviously you seem very comfortable in that situation, you know, being, you know, kind of changing the trajectories. I mean, that's a big move for, you know, some people, you know what I'm saying? Because of the risk involved of, you know, or if that didn't work out and then you're trying to reestablish yourself, you know, as far as getting normal gigs back and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, for me, you know, when I came to Nashville, I came to Nashville to write songs. And then the artist thing kind of happened for me. You know, I was here for 6 months, and I wound up with a song on the radio that I never expected. And that kind of propelled me into the artist career, which I love. And you know, I love being on stage, but, you know, there is my favorite aspect of music in general is songwriting. So I am 100% comfortable sitting in a writing room, writing songs for other people. And for as much as I love the road, it's a grueling thing. I mean, you've been out with me. You drove my bus for a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's grueling.
That's a good time.
You know. Oh, I mean, it's fun, and you know, I'm not taking anything away from that, but it's hard work as well. You know, you're in a different city every night. It's set up, it's breakdown, especially when you're at the level that I'm at, where I don't have a huge crew to show up every night and set up my stuff or break it down. You know, it's a grind.
It's you and your guys, you know, doing, you know, you got to do the hard labor yourselves.
And for sure, we're still playing shows. I guess I don't feel the need anymore to have to play a million shows. So I get to be a little more discretionary about what I want to play versus what I feel like I have to play.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, I'm sure I'm getting into it. You were like, you know, you got to do it for money. And then now it's, you know, you're at a point where, you know, you can be a little bit more picky and choosy and, you know, all that hard work that you've done and everything like that, which is good. That's a good, comfortable place to be, you know, and I bet that's a lot just easier on you.
Yeah. I mean, and it honestly gives me a nice balance between work and my family. And, you know, I get to do all those things in a much more balanced way. You know, for so many years, you know, my oldest kids are almost grown now. I mean, my daughter's driving, you know, in a year and a half, she'll be, you know, off to school, you know, off to college or, you know, whatever path she chooses. But, you know, I've had to spend the last 6 or 7 years. And not had to. I mean, I chose to, and I was blessed to get to play all over this country, Canada. You know, I've got to do some really cool things, and I hope really cool things are still to come. But, you know, there were times I would have to be out on the road for, you know, huge stretches of time. And, you know, and it's a tough thing because you do miss, you know, holidays and events and birthdays and all those things. So it's kind of a, it's been really nice to have the balance of the two and to be able to say, you know, I'm not going to schedule this during a holiday or during whatever, and be able to work my schedule around things that we prioritize inside my family versus feeling like I have to do it for my business.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying too, man. Like we as artists, man, we throw everything we got into it, and then sometimes the family can get pushed to the side sometimes, and that's what I was saying earlier is the pandemic kind of forced us to spend more time with our family, and it's been a blessing to me too as well as an artist to just chill out for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I feel like it made me more creative than I was before. You know, essentially, you know, when you're just out there grinding, you know, you only have so much time to be able to be creative. Well, when you're sitting at home for 3 months with nothing to do, you know, you find yourself picking up a guitar a lot more often or sitting down at the piano or, you know, pulling up my recording stuff and just diving into that and teaching myself production and
yeah,
all those things. And then once I got into that, to the pop and R&B hip hop kind of world, man, those guys are just insanely good at production. And I learned so much from them and am still learning a ton from them. So I felt like that catapulted me in ways that I never would have had all that not happen.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, well, I mean, here it is, you know, I mean, it's another one, ladies and gentlemen, you know, just, you know, the seeing the blessings, you know, in such a tragic, you know, time period for humanity, you know, in the world, and how much blessing it's brought to these guys, you know, even their hard work on their careers and everything like that, and then they both just find the silver lining, and I bet a better appreciation for life, you know, for both of you, you know, just having that wind down time and to concentrate on family more and just really kind of, I mean, would you guys both say that's kind of, you know, kind of along those lines?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and for me, you know, I was and am fortunate because of the support system that I have. But, you know, I saw guys who had been in Nashville for, you know, 15 years have to pack up and move back to their hometowns and who are now working construction or who are doing, you know, whatever. And that's, you know, and there's nothing wrong with any of that stuff. That's not what I'm saying at all. And if I needed to do that today, I would go do it. But,
yeah,
you know, the downside of it was, you know, there were a lot of guys that didn't have that structure, that didn't have that support system who, you know, all the years that they poured into music and now it's just gone. You know, they couldn't. And it's the same way across, you know, all kind of businesses. You know, I've seen, you know, restaurants that had been in business forever that have now closed their doors,
mm-hmm,
who couldn't make it through. And so I am super grateful that, you know, to be in a position that I am to be able to make it through and continue doing what I've poured the last, you know, decade of my life into, especially when you look at some of those guys who weren't as fortunate and who now, you know, they're having a look at different paths in their lives.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I got something for you here. I'm gonna throw this out to you. I'm gonna give you two guesses. Two guesses, okay?
Oh, man.
What was Chad's previous employment before he got doing his music career?
Oh, gosh. I have no clue. I don't know.
I know you know. I'm going to give you two guesses.
Okay.
Pick from...
I'm going to go with real estate agent or stripper.
Go ahead, Chad.
At the same time.
Both
at the same time. I know. I spent 11 years as a cop.
Oh, you know, I did see that actually. Why did I not think about that? Because I was on your page earlier today. Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, gosh.
For Alabama, right?
I was. Yeah, both of my brothers are still cops in Alabama.
That's
so
awesome. Hey, you know, can you guess what I did before I became a musician full time?
How many guesses do I do? I get two guesses?
Two guesses.
Okay. Let's see. A lumber yard worker? Because of the big manly, burly beard. Big old mountain man. A waiter.
No, I was a structural engineer.
A structural engineer? Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. What did you ever get?
I know.
Challenging and smart, ladies and gentlemen.
I wouldn't go that far. I barely made it through college. But yeah, music took over my life.
Well, that's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
And it's
funny.
It's funny that how similar, how different we are, but how similar we are, because, I have a home studio now that I built, during the pandemic because I had nothing else to do. And now I record all my own songs. I have two people in the studio recording albums right now. And it's like, it's so cool that like we were talking about finding the opportunities and the blessings inside all of this negativity. And it's just, it's cool to hear that, man, I would love to go to Nashville or wherever to just songwrite. I love writing songs, but I've never got into it. You know, I write my own songs and I've helped people with other songs, but I think it's really cool to being a songwriter. And I admire you for that, sir.
I appreciate that. I think it's pretty cool.
Chad, is there any other, you talked about, you had kind of several projects going on. Is there any other names that you're allowed to drop without getting in trouble? I mean, I kind of put you on the spot here, but just kind of curious.
Yeah, it's probably still a little too soon.
okay. All right. Yeah. No, I understand. You got to be hush-hush until everything's official.
Until everything's official, but, We'll come back on the show and talk about it whenever everything's official.
And awesome. Well, we would absolutely certainly appreciate it. And I want to thank you for your time today. I know it kind of robbed 20 minutes out of your life here, but I think it's for a good cause. I sincerely appreciate it. Not just as your cousin, but also coming on the show and giving us your time. And I know it's just that's all we have anymore. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us and everything like that.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you having me. Anytime.
Yeah. But before you go, is there any other new thing you got going on or anything else that you want to plug before you get off the air here and you want people to check out?
Just be sure to check out all my socials. Everything's just at Chad Bearden. And then we're on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. We got lots of new music coming out this year. So I was supposed to be in the studio yesterday finishing vocals, but there's allergy stuff that's taken over my life this week. So
I know about that.
But definitely lots of new stuff coming soon. So.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you for your time. Mike, you want to say some goodbyes there?
Yeah, man. It's good talking to you, my brother, and hope we get to speak again.
For sure. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Chad. We're gonna end this, ladies and gentlemen, with some Chad Beard here when I can find him on the here we go. Find him on the soundboard. So again, Chad, thank you so much. We love you, man. We appreciate you. And as we take our leave, this is Sober by Chad Beard, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
One too many. I really must have turned them up. Must have been going hard on something in a paper cup. That's the only way I can explain where I'm at right now. I must have really been throwing them down, 'cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it's over. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could or I knew and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up crumbled, 'cause I never would have done it so. I could blame it on the jack, pin it on the queer boy. Surely I was sipping on some hell I don't know. Wish I could find some bad excuse to explain what I did to you. 'Cause I never would have done it sober. I never would have said it's over. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Good or I flew and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up crumbled, but I never would have turned it sober. No, I never would have turned it sober. I know it will all come rolling back to you, but right now I can't recall a damn thing, 'cause I never would have done it so. Never would have said it so. 'Cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it sober. Your heart, good I do, and so our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up humble, 'cause I never would have done it so. No, I never would have done it so. I must have had one too many. I really must have turned it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his studio is my boy, Mike. Mike, what's up?
Oh, man. You know.
Man, what'd you think about talking with Chad there, man?
Well, you know, it was good. I love to hear other perspectives, because I usually only get the perspective of myself and the other musicians locally that I know around here. So it's always good to hear the perspective of a Nashville songwriter and artist, and yeah, he's a cool dude. I'd love to connect with him more in the future.
Yeah, I mean, he's totally country,
I heard.
Grew up in Alabama. You listen to his music and stuff like that. He is country as country gets. Like, I know he's lived this lifestyle. I know he has. You know?
Yeah.
And so, and he's writing for Pitbull.
That's, you know, yeah, pretty
so,
cool.
You know, right in the thing. And he told me he had met his son and stuff like that, and he's real close friends with Pitbull's Run now, and, you know.
That's cool.
So, yeah, that's really incredible. And, you know, speaking of hip-hop artists on and everything like that, we do have who I believe is Mr. Cordell Drake. Cordell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good, bro. I just got out the gym.
Y'all
I'm driving home,
gym,
man. About to shower and get ready for the day.
Awesome, man. Well, man, I appreciate you taking the time. With me broadcasting is my co-host, Mike Snodgrass. He's a local guy here, so I just want to introduce you to.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, man? Jeremy, man, why is your voice so echoey and your co-host is so clean on the mic?
I would say because there is two microphones in my studio, and we're hearing extra, so.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. Because this mic is coming in so clean. This voice is coming in clean, man.
Well, I have a studio at my house, and I got a really nice vocal mic that I'm speaking
into.
Oh,
yeah.
You sound clean, man. Is that any better?
Yes, it's way better. For hearing, for even the listeners, dude, you sound like you're way off in the distance and in a cave.
Oh, okay. Well, that's I'm getting. I talk so loud, I'm getting picked up by that second mic as well. So that's what it was. So I just went ahead and unplugged it. When I started the show,
so much clearer.
Dan was on, and, you know, Dan was talking. We had him on for a few minutes, and because I haven't broadcast in a while, so he wanted to come on and just, you know, kind of chime in a minute there. So it was still plugged in from that. I've tried to remember, you know, because I usually broadcast by myself in here, and Brian was always broadcasting from his home studio, just like Mike is now. So I had tried to get to remember to, you know, unplug it, but. You know, with not broadcasting in a while, I messed things up. Here's about this. So 5 minutes before the show's fixing to start, I realized that I made the show for 6 p.m. out of habit instead of 4 p.m. So literally Dan had to get in the computer chair real quick, and he had to recreate the entire show in like a minute and a half so we could be broadcasting on time tonight because I'm a moron.
Shit.
So.
No, you're good, man. Big difference, though, man. Big difference.
Awesome.
What's
okay,
going
well,
down?
Nothing much, man. You know, the whole idea and, you know, concept of the show is, and Cordell, I know I didn't have you on for the pandemic show last year.
Yeah.
It was a little later in the summer when we had you on, and you really became a big part of Note by Note. But kind of recap what you Mike, he's out in Washington. So
Washington State.
He's in Spokane, Washington. So right? It is Spokane, am I right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make sure. So yeah, so he's out there, you know, so tell us what was going on with Washington and Spokane and stuff like that, what you were experiencing as an artist, and kind of gigs started canceling on you and you were going through stuff. What was going on then? And then just kind of take us through the year if you can. And, you know, and where you're at now and what's going on.
Man, well, before COVID, as you know, I was touring I'm super, super busy. And then once COVID hit, everything just, especially in Washington, just shut down. We're getting pushed back into phase two. We finally made it to phase three, and they're now all of a sudden talking about pushing us back into phase two. It put everything on hold, man. No shows, no nothing. And I don't know, man. We had a full-service studio up north, and right before COVID, we were getting ready to switch locations and move it to a better location downtown. And when COVID hit, my business partner, Neil, he just decided that, you know, we should wait till we get in there and just ride the COVID thing out. Well, we didn't think it was going to be that long, and it's now, we still don't have the studio up. I did a little show, but really, I haven't really done no shows since March, and just trying to trying to keep the motivation up. Right now I'm kind of tapping into doing like little video stuff and traveling and doing this thing called Destination X with Risky. But even still, as of right now, there's no really shows happening in my area. You can go to Idaho and do a show, but I know COVID just kind of messed everything up, man. It made me depressed. It made me not feel like an artist. It got me fat as fuck. And then on top of getting fat, the gyms were shut down, so you were forced to. I don't know, man. The gyms finally opened up. Yeah, man. So yeah, I'm getting back in a routine and back in the gym and we were kind of pushing forward. You know, things were opening up and everything, but now since they're saying back Monday, we're getting pushed back into phase two. So I don't know, man. It's still all.
See, and that's crazy because here in Knoxville, at least, I don't know if it was statewide man thing, but here in Knoxville, they just cut down the mask mandate and shut that down Tuesday. So like we're more in a thing of opening back up, and you guys are talking about kind of reclusing, going back in your shells. Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's so crazy.
Restaurants are finally able to at least break even now in phase three. And again, we've already lost so many as nationwide, but we've lost so many restaurants just here in Spokane, and people are struggling. And we're already going back. They're talking about putting us back into phase two. So I don't know, man. It's pretty crazy.
I think things should just be fair across the board. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I don't really understand the whole logistics of, you know, let's say opening back up a country or whatever, maybe that's out of my element, but I just think that if this state's doing it, this state should be able to do it. And, you know, that's fair as us as Americans together as a whole. Like, how are you supposed to unify people if you keep them, you know, under different mandates and different laws? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't even know really what to even think about the whole thing. I know it's just screwed up. It screwed the way I move and my motivation on the music. And, you know, I like to be out. That's how I am. I like to be out moving and talking with people and experiencing different things with it. I don't know. It just closed everything up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're on this big run. You're doing shows all the time, and you've got all this momentum, and then all of a sudden, bam, everything shuts down and stops, and here it is a year later, and you're still dealing with it. I mean, like, I'm sure that has a, you know, big impact.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just trying to stay through, man. That's why I've been doing this Destination X thing. We travel, me and Risky, we just travel the United States and kind of spotlight different areas, different places. Like, we just got back from L.A. We stayed the night at Skid Row. And did like a little video on that experience, and we just dropped another video today on the Redwoods. So I don't know. We're just trying to tap in. It's not different. That's still in the entertainment side, but just trying to keep us motivated on some level, you know.
Yeah, I think that it this whole thing has hit the West Coast a lot harder than it has the East Coast, because I think it started over that way. And I have a friend, I have a buddy in Portland, and like you said, man, they're still just like locked down, and that sucks, because when you see the rest of the country kind of opening things back up, and then y'all still shut down, that's got to be tough, man. And
it is,
but it's good that you're finding other avenues to be creative and other avenues to still, you know, perform your craft. And all that.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
I just don't want to. I don't want to lose, you know, my full interest, because you know the whole. I'm like, you know, I don't know, man. It's this whole thing's pretty crazy. Especially I know for my other artist friends too. They're kind of, you know, getting a regular job and noticing like, yeah, man, shit. We ain't struggling as much being on the road right now. Like, shit, work a full-time job and you're straight. You know, I don't know. It's just, I don't want to lose that whole drive, you know?
Exactly.
Just fall into a regular 9-to-5 and doing all this other crap.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, I mean, things. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Because we as artists, man, we have to, we have to be able to have an outlet and have to be able to share it with the world, because if we feel like the world ain't there to share it with, you know, it could get you down for sure.
Yeah. Definitely for sure.
But man, I want to offer you some encouragement, man. Keep trying the videos, the video stuff, man, and you know, you could produce, keep writing and keep doing your thing, man. Because you know, whenever the smoke clears, bro, you can have 2 albums worth of stuff to be able to share with the world.
I'm trying. Recording some new stuff with Lenny Corleone, and here and there I'm getting solo projects. Hey, too much to talk about other than being locked up in your house. You can't even go eat restaurants really as much.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's nothing to talk about, you know?
Yeah, everybody gonna have songs about quarantine life.
that's about it, man. Other than that, I'm trying to get my diabetes straight. That's one good thing, man. Like, I have time to sit there and try to get my health all right and everything, so...
Well, that's good, man. You know, like you said, you know, the gym's open back up now, so you're getting to go back to the gym and stuff like that. And I hope that's one thing that kind of helps, since you're able to get out and move around a little bit, you know, do that. And I hope kind of gets you out of that, you know, that pressed feeling that you were talking about and stuff, you know, and kind of overcome and get back to where you were, man. I wish nothing but great things for you. You know, we've known each other for a while now, and you know how I feel about you and your career and everything like that, and how much I see you as family. So I hope that, you know, this kind of helps motivate you, turns you back around. I hope things open back up there and you can get back into that groove, man, because, you know, like Mike said, I mean, you know, when you get that, you know, and that's the kind of person that you are, you have to do that, and you need that outlet. And, you know, I hope that opens back up for you and you can get back into your routine, man, and be back in your comfort zone.
Yeah, I hope that for everyone. So, sure, thanks, dude. I told Crown Royal to call in. So hopefully he'll call in.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I've just got you on the line right now. I'm looking at my soundboard here. Yeah, hopefully you can. That'd be great, man. I haven't spoken to him since we had him on the show last year, so. And again, I hope we can get back into the groove. You know, you feeding me some West Coast artists over there, and everything like we were. I mean, we had a good run there for a while, and I hope things pick back up. Quick question, man. Just because I'm curious for my own personal thing, because we've talked about it. How's that car coming along?
Oh, my lowrider?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, that's one of the positive things in my life right now, man. the lowrider's coming together pretty good. I bought everything pretty much for it, so right now it's just being built. And it's really my I got a couple friends, Damian Crawford and Anthony Gallup here. They're the ones that really build it. They're just kind of teaching me and guiding me along. But yeah, man, it's getting there. It's gonna be
awesome,
fun, man.
Awesome. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, we're bringing the ice cream van out. So last Saturday was the first run for the season. But yeah, that's another good thing, man. We got an ice cream van out here with hydraulics and stuff, and we hit the neighborhoods and the kids love that. So that's another positive. So
that's awesome, man. Heck yeah, man. That's awesome. That's got to be fun. Like, I really honestly, like I'm sure it's not something that, you know, you're going to be able to make a living off of and retire off of, but that has got to be fun as shit, you know, in that ice cream truck.
It is. The kids love it. I love kids, so they trip. And then, especially when they see, because it's, if you've seen, I'll send you a picture of it. It's like blue and it's got patterns. It's,
it's super, like candy paint. It's super dope. It's all wires, it's hydraulics, and it bounces and all that good stuff. So the kids love it.
That's gotta be that's insane, man. That's really, I didn't know, because I know about the van, but I didn't know that had hydraulics and stuff on it. That makes it even cooler, man. So I bet those kids just go nuts, man. That's gotta be a
they
lot
do.
Of fun. Wow.
Yeah, that is it is. That's a good positive too that's going on. So no matter what, well, even during COVID last year, it was slow, but we were still out there with the van. So.
That's really good, man. That's incredible, man. I hope all that kind of negativity and thoughts in your head and everything, all that's kind of going away now as this is coming up for you, man, because it should be fun. And I want to see pictures of that lowrider too and stuff. I mean, if you got some, I'll post them up on the page and tag you and everything like that. So yeah, send me some photos when you get a chance tonight, and We'll throw those up there, man. And that ice cream truck too, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely, bro. I will, for sure.
Awesome. Okay, man. Well, Mike, you wanna say some goodbyes there?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was very good talking to you, man. I hope to talk to you again, brother. And like I said, man, just keep on keeping on, man. Don't lose out on it, because you got a talent that the world needs to hear. And keep pushing forward, my brother.
Oh yeah, appreciate it, dude. You too, man.
Awesome. All right, so
nice talking to you guys, both of you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Cordell. I really appreciate your time here. And we're gonna leave everybody in the capable hand. Let's see. Don't Know. All right. This is Don't Know, ladies and gentlemen, by Cordell Drake here on Nope I Know Radio Show.
Oh,
Cordell.
Hold on. Yeah, I need to send you some of my new stuff, man. Cause have you seen my new music video yet?
I'm sure I have. I follow your stuff pretty closely.
I just dropped one. It's the one with the cars in the background where I'm in the shop.
Yeah,
man. That's the one we need to be. You know, when you can, man, you need to put that one on the line.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's just so old.
I'll send you the email. You can send me the link to the song or whatever. We'll load it up, man. We'll maybe see if we can't play it next week or something.
Boom! There you go. All right, Doug.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, Cordell. You have a wonderful day, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Don't
Know
by Cordell Drake.
Take it easy.
See you, buddy.
Spark the button, start taking my mind. Where do I go from here? I gotta admit, I'm a bit lost, man.
I just don't know.
I just don't know.
I guess I just don't know.
Life's a trip, and if you could read my time, I don't know this off the ghost of my mind. What I do, it maybe.
I just don't know.
Man, I just don't know. Let me take you back in time to toward a mind. As I twist this black kick back, and let me kick it all from. It all started back in 84. When the Nilla had no worries. Everybody seemed to know, everybody was in their own little clique. I grew up in New York, I'll tell you what's up. And if you talk to Rogers, how you would get beat the fuck up.
That was the good old days, when you could hit the strip and find out where's the party days.
What's up, Tommy? What's cracking, come on?
It's all my Cambodian homies, we're always ready to ride now.
Shout out to my long friend, Brian Curtis. And still to this day, I got to my Nilla with Dennis. And as my childhood fades away, homies drift apart. How do I play my part? I don't know.
I had a bit of anger built up, homie. Mm-hmm. I was out on my own at 14, baby. Talk about lonely. Whoa, oh, yeah. I had my turn at 18, I was a father now. I started taking music serious to the beat of death now. I was a young buck, started drinking a lot. The holy family did Palolo's about. We tore the town down. We started taking it on the west side. We stayed out to go to lane, the lady's so fine. But everything stopped when reality went to prison now.
I start to fucking start thinking my mind. Where do I go from here?
I gotta admit, I'm a bit lost, man.
I just don't know.
I just don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. If you were just listening with us, we had Cordell Drake on the line, all the way from Spokane, Washington. So it's always great to hear from Cordell. If you haven't yet, please go check out his page, like and follow him. He's got a bunch of incredible, songs out. And new stuff, like he said, that he just dropped. So please go check out his page and stuff like that. Show him some love. Tell him Note by Note Radio Show sent you. We'd really appreciate that. So with me broadcasting in from his studio is my brand new co-host friend. Yeah. From the bottom of my heart, Mike Snodgrass, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's me.
So, that was an incredible show, first show, Mike.
Well, thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, what did you think about it? How do you feel?
I feel good about it. Like it's cool. I wanted to say to see, basically two different perspectives on this whole last year. You got me and Chad, who have a very similar, we found opportunities to do other things and to do, and even in even Cordell, he found opportunities, but there is the other side of it, man, that's the depression that comes with the pandemic of sitting around doing nothing and just trying to figure out. That's the hardest thing for me. I drive my wife crazy because I'm so jittery. And so I can't just sit for too long because I have to feel like I have to do something.
Right.
And
oh, absolutely.
The pandemic, there is that other side, man. It just, it hits you different. And I just really hope that, The people out there who have seen more of the negative outcome to the pandemic, man, they just keep pushing and just keep going. And, that's kind of scary stuff, man. I'm thankful to have been blessed by a different outlook and a different outcome. And, now I have this studio that I can record music and just like Chad said, I too have written some really good, I think some really good songs in this last year that I don't know if I would have ever gotten from, sitting around twiddling my thumbs.
Right.
So it's good to hear the perspective of, different perspectives of, and like we said before, none of it is right or wrong. It just is what it is. And I just hope that, if you're out there listening, if you're sad and depressed about this whole thing, just keep pushing, keep going, because good days are ahead. Good days are coming, and we are going to be out of this soon, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah.
But,
this is something that's said by Dan and Angel here on their shows a whole bunch. And I'm going to put that out there on our show because I feel the same way. If you are going through anxieties and depressions and stuff like that, maybe you don't feel comfortable talking to some just random person, calling some call center or something like that. You want somebody that's more personable, who struggles, and themselves, because, we all do here, here in this family, we all do with certain things in life. Collectively as a family, we've all been through some shit here at WCM. So, if you want, you can contact anybody here in the WCM family. You can get a hold of us through our pages and stuff like that. Falling from Grace page, the Behind the Screens page, stuff like that. You can mess. And there is somebody in this family awake, 20 out of the 24 hours of a day, you know, so it doesn't matter, the middle of the night or whatever, you know, if you're going through something, just, you know, call somebody. Don't let mental health control you in any way, you know, so, and then Mike, I don't know how you feel about that, you know, but, you know, if somebody's going through something, you know, even if it's a stranger, you know, you know, I'll talk to somebody, you know, talk to them out of a bad box in their head. You know?
Part of my job playing all these places is I've seen that I've been like a therapist almost, because, you know, I'm playing a lot of bars and stuff, and I've always had people just come up to me and just air out their stuff, man. And I'm all about it. Like I'm a good listener, and every once in a while, from what I've been told, I give pretty darn good advice too.
I'll bet.
At least encouraging. I'm encouraging, you know.
Because you're that person, you know, and you can, you know, just by talking to you, you know, you can, I mean, even if people have never seen you or met you before, I mean, they could hear that in your voice, you know. So people listening now, I'm sure, can just pick up on the type of person that you are and the personality, you know, that you have. So, yeah, you know, again, you know, if you are struggling, you know, which, you know, mental health is no joke, you know, please, you know, feel free to contact, you know, and contact your local centers, contact somebody here, you know, somebody's always awake. You know, I work 4 to midnights, so I'm usually up until 3, 4, and 5 in the fucking morning anyways. So, you know, it's whatever. So don't be afraid. I just want to throw that out there. Don't feel like you don't have a place to call or anything like that, somebody to talk to. Because here at this Wiki Curiosity Media, you know, we are all about that and family and love. So, you know, please don't hesitate. We're here for you, I promise.
Absolutely.
So. All right, man. Well, I think that about does it on this show, buddy. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think so. Yeah, I'm going to have to get on the road myself to go to a gig.
Yeah, you're going tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're here, you know, if you're close by, if you're in Knoxville or any of the surrounding areas here, please, Mike's going out tonight. He's playing a gig. Where are you playing at, Mike?
I'm playing American Legion, Post 120. Auxiliary, yeah, but
and
it's,
where
open.
Is that
it's
at?
Open for it's Loudon.
In Loudon, okay.
Yeah, it's open. It's a pretty cool place. The people there are cool. It's a small place, but it's the people are cool. So
awesome, yeah. Man. Yeah. So I was talking to my my barber tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Haley, and she is a short, tiny little thing. She's got some kind of blue highlights in her hair. So if you see her tonight, please reach out to her and tell her hi, because she saw you, it's about a month ago, about a month and a half ago at Wild Wing Cafe, there in Farragut. And she came along with me and Danielle, her and her friend Ryan, and, you know, just jammed out to you all night, man. It was a great night. She just became a big fucking fan. And nice. Now tonight you're playing at the Legion, which is one of the spots that she goes at. So she said she was super excited about it, and everything like that. So, yeah. Show her some love and give her some hell from me there. But, yeah, she's my barber. She's the one that makes me all pretty every week on Friday.
She has a hard job.
yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
I'm just kidding.
But, you know,
it looks good. Look, the beard's
not
the beard's looking straight.
It's not easy looking this good. Yeah, did you see my little?
I did. I noticed that. I didn't know. It's just like you ain't washed your beard in a while, and it's
not. No,
it's
my braid.
But it's
no,
a braid.
No. Yeah, right down the middle there. I'll tell you what, and the biggest plus about that is that, like, when I roll my window down, because I smoke cigarettes, whatever. You know, while I'm driving or something like that, my hair doesn't fly the fuck around my face.
Oh yeah.
You know, it helps kind of keep that front section just kind of down, because this is the, you know, the longest and the most kind of flexible part,
yeah.
you know, or whatever. And so, yeah, so I have her kind of throw that little braid in every week and on Fridays. It only lasts the night. It doesn't stay. So, but, yeah, yeah, I like it, you know, kind of Viking, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing honestly just because I can, because.
Why not?
My beard's long enough that I can do it. So I wanted to try to do it. And at first when we did it, we did two kind of down the mustache line.
Oh, yeah.
And it just kind of looked kind of weird. So I had her do her one, I had her do one center one weeks ago. And so now that's what she does every Friday for me. When I go see her, she just does her little thing. Because I have a membership to that place that she works. It's called Tune Up.
Yeah.
The Manly Salon. yeah. So I got a little membership there, so which is cool. You know, I don't know if anybody from there is listening right now. You know, but you know, you want to, you know, throw your boy some discounts. You know, we'll talk you up over here at Note by Note Radio Show.
There you go.
And that all started with my Christmas gift that I got. Danielle had gotten me a $50 gift card to that place there in Lenoir City.
Yeah.
And like, I was hooked the first time. Like, it was like 2 weeks later and I went and bought a membership. I'm like, yep, I'm going to come here every week.
Yep. Nice.
Cause it's free beer, dude. Like, it's free beer up to two.
Yeah.
But it's free beer. And you don't even have to come in and get a haircut to get the free beer. You could just come in and sit at the bar and get two free beers and go about your fucking day. And nobody's going to say nothing to you, you know? So, you know, that's pretty insane. But my membership comes with there's a little bottle. I like Fireball. There's a little bottle of Fireball on the shelf in their VIP wall. So yeah, so there's a bottle of liquor or a bottle of Fireball with my name on it. It's got a little tag that they hang on all the little individual bottles. it's got my name on it, and I'm the only one that drinks out of it. You know, it's mine. You know, it's not for, you know, just like everybody else on the wall. That's their personal little bottle
yeah.
that they provide. When you run out, they go out and they buy you another bottle and keep
you
stocked up and everything. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. But the unfortunate thing is with moving my show up 2 hours, I had to move my appointment up 2 hours. You know, so my whole day just shifted 2 hours.
So I messed up your whole day.
Yeah, you did. You did. You son of a – no, just playing. So, like – so, yeah. So now my appointment is at noon, like – and it's like, man, there's – noon is just way too early for me to be taking back a little shot and having a beer while I'm getting my beard trimmed up and, you know, looking fly for the day. So, like – I'm kind of disappointed that I'm not going to be able to take advantage of that opportunity so much. But, you know, it is what it is. But honestly, it's, you know, that's a sacrifice I have to make. You know, it is what it is to have you aboard here on Note by Note and Wicked Curiosity Media. You know, it's worth it to me to have you on and just to be able to broadcast because, you know, where – I don't maybe have that artistic drive to, you know, do my thing and stuff like that. I do have that, I'm an attention whore and I like being able to say whatever I want, whenever the fuck I want, because, you know, this is my 2 hours a week to, I can say whatever I want because it's my show. This is the only thing in my life that I can control. Like, this is it. And then still I have bosses that I have to answer to, even with this thing. But, you know, I'm part of the family now. So, you know, I get a little bit of leeway and stuff like that. That's why he was giving me shit about breaching contract earlier
yeah.
or whatever. Because, you know, WCN, we're supposed to broadcast at least twice a month. But when you ain't got a fucking co-host, it's kind of hard. I can't have 15 minutes of opening show banter with myself.
That's
so,
true.
Makes it very difficult, you
I
know.
I mean, you
and,
could, but then people would think you're crazy.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you can ask yourself questions, but when you're answering yourself, that's when you're crazy, you know?
I like to think we all talk to ourselves, but not in public. Now, some people do talk to themselves in public, But and then, you know, but then you'd be like, oh, they're a little crazy. They're a little bit crazy. But, you know, I talk to myself, but I don't really do it in public.
I can understand that because, and I'll be honest, like, all right, I'm a mechanic, you know, I work on big rigs, and I will walk back to my toolbox to get a tool that I need, the intention of knowing what the fuck I'm walking back there for, and then arrive at my toolbox and be like, the fuck did I walk over here for?
Yeah.
And then have to walk back to what the hell I was doing and go, oh, okay, this is what I was doing, and walk back to my box and get what I
need. Story of my life.
That's how fucking spacey I am, man. Like, literally in a matter of 40 feet, I can forget all concept of what the fuck was going on with my life. I feel like I have early onset Alzheimer's. I don't know.
I have some timers. It's not all the time. Sometimes.
That's a better way to put it. That's actually pretty funny. I like that. I'm going to start using that, actually. I'm sorry. I have some timers. What? Like all timers.
Well, it's like all timers.
Some timers.
Not all the time.
That is absolutely great, man. That's awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, Mike, I want to thank you personally from me, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for being willing to be a part of this. And I hope it's something that you've enjoyed and that you, we can make this a regular thing, you know, at least a few Fridays a month, depending on your schedule, obviously, and what you got going on. Thank you. And from WCM, Wicked Curiosity Media, we want to thank you. You coming on has allowed me to start broadcasting again and being a part of the network. And so I know they're appreciative because, you know, they were kind of down in the dumps about me kind of losing my show there for a little while and not being able to broadcast. Thank you, man. It means the world to me that you've agreed to do this, and, you know, I hope it's something that we continue to do, brother.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let me just say, you are welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm kidding. No, thanks for asking me, man. This is a new thing for me.
Well, that's great, man. I hope you've had fun with this tonight. And, it is kind of fun, you know. Yeah, you're just talking to your buddy, but, you get other people on and stuff like that. And I've always loved the story about musicians and stuff like that, you know. And that's when we have, like, when we're just talking about an artist, you know, they're not on, but we're just talking about, you know, some famous artist and just kind of learning about their life. You know, I always learn, you know, fun little fun facts and things that I didn't know about them. And, and I love seeing that track of, like, this person inspired this person, and this person inspired this person, and you can just follow that. You know, if you do your research, you can just follow that train backwards. Yeah. You know, and it's surprising, you know, of who, you know, who you see as an artist, and then maybe what inspired them. You know,
yeah.
And I'll give you a perfect example: Korn. The rock band Korn, you know, the heavy metal band?
The '90s.
Yeah, right. There's some 2000s in there, you know. About 2008.
They peaked in the 90s.
Right.
They peaked in the late 90s.
That's, unfortunately, it is what it is. But surprisingly, they weren't inspired by rock groups.
Yeah.
They fucking loved West Coast hip hop. So if you ever listened to
music, I can see
stuff
that.
Like that, like Ice Cube. Ice Cube's been on songs with them.
Yeah.
You know, so like it's, you know, I, and that's one of my biggest things about music, because you can really follow that trail backwards from what people, you know, and what they like and their interests and stuff like that. And so you got somebody like that, like Korn, you know, it's heavy metal, you know, rah, screaming, you know, can't understand every word they say. You don't have to look up the lyrics sometimes. But they like fucking hip-hop and jamming out like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's it's cool. It's interesting, you know, and you know, that's what I love about this. And you know, I love learning about artists, you know, and that's what this show is all about. So, you know, I want to thank you for, you know, agreeing to be a part of this. And, you know, we'll come up with a topic for next week, and we'll post that up, and we'll do this again, man. This is really exciting.
Sounds good. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, have a great gig tonight, you know, break a leg, so to speak, there at the Legion. Don't forget to look out for my girl, Haley. Tell her.
Well, I'll find her.
Tell her, hey, like I said, you can't miss her. She's a tiny little thing with blue highlights in her hair.
I vaguely remember when she was there with you guys on that Wednesday.
Yeah, today she was wearing some, like, little tiny, like, maybe kind of teardroppy looking, maybe almost an eye-shaped, like, light pink sunglasses, you know?
Okay.
And she just kind of – honestly, she looks like a hippie.
Hey.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? She,
yeah.
Kind of looks like a little flower girl, you know, from the 70s or something. But anyways, you know, she's become a big fan. So give her a little shout out to Haley there or whatever. It'll make her day, man, honestly.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be our time for the day. We got a few minutes here just wrapping up. Mike, I'm going to let you go ahead and say your goodbyes.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for having me on here. And I look forward to doing more shows, man. It's gonna be fun.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Is there anything you want to plug before we let you off air here?
Hey, you can find me anywhere. Mike Snodgrass Music. If you type that in your little Google search, or you type that in your little Facebook search, or Spotify, or Pandora, or anything like that. I try to keep it all simple. Mike Snodgrass Music. On Facebook, Instagram, and now I'm on TikTok. I know I'm a 35-year-old grown man, but I decided I'm going to try a new platform and get on TikTok. And it's actually been well. I've actually got more followers on TikTok than I do on Facebook already. And within, you know, I think I've been on there 2 months, and it's people from all over the world. So. It's been
pretty
cool.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
no, I didn't know you were on TikTok. I'm gonna have to go check that out, man. And I'm gonna follow you.
That was sort of my experiment. Was I'm gonna build a community on a different social media platform and don't tell all the other people on my other social medias, you know, because it's sometimes I don't want to, you know, we can actually make this a topic on another show, but sometimes social media, you know, on Facebook, it's a lot of people that I know, and they just get used to seeing me all the time. I'm not necessarily special to a lot of people anymore, if you get what I'm saying.
Aww,
like on
TikTok,
you know what I mean. You know,
I
have songs dropping. He's doing his thing. He's been doing it for 10 years, but TikTok, man. They've never seen me before. They don't know who I am. And they're like, oh, wait, who's this bearded dude singing Usher? Like, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? He
fuck
should
yeah,
be singing
dude.
Zac Brown, but he's singing Usher. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
So it's been cool to see, you know, all the other reactions on the TikTok.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you know, one of my favorite things about you and listening to your live shows and stuff like that is that you will do some, like, West Coast hip-hop thing and just kind of throw your own flavor on it, you know, because I remember when we had you on the show, I mean, like, 90s hip-hop was a big thing that you listened to, you know. Biggie Smalls and Tupac and Dre and, you know, I mean, that was the kind of thing that you were into, which is, again, totally fucking weird looking at you, you know, the way you look, you know, the big beard and everything. And I'll give you a perfect example. The other day, I had... I play Pandora a lot while I'm working. So I had Bob Marley station playing and a lot of like Otis Redding, and a lot of those old, guys will be on that station, you know, not just specifically Bob Marley. And, like, I had some guy the other day, he was just flabbergasted about the music that I was listening to, looking the way that I do. Because he's like, man, you look like a, you know, just a mountain man, and you need to be on a mountain somewhere, you know, listening to Merle Haggard drinking something out of a jar. And here you are listening to, you know, this. And then I had another guy, it was the same night, there was another guy, and he was an older gentleman, and he was like, man, what do you know about this music you listening to? And I was like, man, are you hearing it? I mean, that's, well, you know, music had some soul and so, you know, had a lot of more emphasis in, you know, what they, you know, it's just more meaningful, you know, in that, a lot of that stuff, like, and that's not to take away anything that comes out today or artists like you or anything like that, you know. I just don't feel that a lot of that older stuff is appreciated like it used to be, because times have changed.
But
I'm all like about going back and going to the roots and what started this and what started that and what's, you know, I love it. I feed off of it. So I love all that old stuff. And he was just like, man, you look like you need to be on a mountain somewhere drinking something out of a jar, listening to heavy metal or something, not listening to this, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what everybody, Coltrane or something, you know?
Yeah. That's what everybody forgets, though, is that music inspired what's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you wouldn't have today's music if it wasn't inspired by yesterday's music, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's not, and that doesn't mean we're stealing from anything, but I mean, you know, music has evolved so much. And, you know, in my opinion, I don't personally like a bunch of new stuff coming out, except for, you know, not on pop radio, but I've never really liked much pop radio anyway. And, you know, it's just music has evolved so much. And I always appreciate that old stuff, man, that old soul. Because those dudes sang from their heart. They sang. They was about crying when they sang a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. And
that
like
was the
I
only
said,
way they could get their point across.
Yeah. You know? And like I said, and it's not to take away from artists today and stuff, but I mean, there's a lot of good music. And I'm in the opinion that you are. That a lot of the newer stuff is kind of like repetitive, you know?
Cookie cutter.
And just kind of like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sex sells type of mentality thing, you know? And just, you know, going back and listening to those guys, it's just, wow. It's just, you can just feel it, you know? And it's like you can touch their soul through their music, you know, while you're listening to it. That's why and it keeps me kind of in a calm, cool, collective mood, because I have a bit of, you know, I have anger issues, I'm not going to lie. So, you know, I try to keep my – or I'll listen to, like, comedy, you know, while I'm working.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to jokes and stuff like that, try to keep me laughing. And
keep the mood light when you got divas in the shop working with you.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're going to wrap up our time here. And, again, you know, Mike, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure, my good friend.
Yes,
and
sir.
I expect more awesome shows out of us. I think this is going to be a great thing.
Absolutely.
So, everybody, please go check out the artists that we had on tonight. We had Cordell Drake, Chad Bearden, and we had Mike on. You know, go check out their pages and like their pages, follow them, see what they're doing, show them some love, buy some merch. You know, I know Mike's got a whole bunch of stuff out on his page and stuff. You know, he's got shirts and glasses and beard oils and everything like that. You know, go show him some love or something like that. Go catch him at his show tonight, you know, playing at the Legion in Loudoun County. Ladies and gentlemen, we were going to leave you. And we're going to leave you with, just because I love this song, we're going to play some Looney Coleone Thug Shit. And, ladies and gentlemen, please, as always, keep your hearts open and your radios up. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
love, dick. To all my enemies, when killing me, nigga, fuck this. I'll have my niggas on your ass like some draws trick. Thug shit. Who wanna fuck with some of this thug shit? We got game to make your main bitch love, dick. To all my enemies, when killing me, nigga, fuck this. I'll have my niggas on your ass like some draws trick. Thug shit. We spit that thug shit. Everything is on the bitch. Hardcore living ghetto fabulous on some real shit. Popping my collar, we getting sideways. Banging gears, big car pulling up on the highway. We kill him up, bash on niggas like take a phone. I hit him up with a chopper once again, it's on. I thug niggas, break them things up. And bust a cap up in the air if you don't give a fuck. Grab your bitch by the neck and yell out blood. And tell your partner with his bitch ass, he better duck. Thug living mafioso. Like your breezy at the Martini with a dick up in a cheesy through. I thought you knew, call it gone, make the shit crack. Like beer cans off my boots when I'm so back. Thug living, death of prison is our motto. Thug shit, call it gone, been hard with that. Who wanna fuck with some of this thug shit? We got game to make your main bitch love, dick. To all my enemies, when killing me, nigga, fuck this. I'll have my niggas on your ass like some draws trick. Thug shit. Who wanna fuck with some of this thug shit? We got game to make your main bitch love, dick. To all my enemies, when killing me, nigga, fuck this. I'll have my niggas on your ass like some draws trick. Thug shit.
Scando, be the realer, the nigga, the big figure. Hustle hard, go get her, tell that bitch I wanna meet her. Play her till I die, but kill her when I ride. Scrap, dorm, Dindelli, it's a struggle to survive. So keep my mind on my paper, in my head on straight. You can ask my folks who's Cody on, fool, it's been that way. Since high school, been the same fool, with the same tool, with the same rule. Every bitch nigga must lose, cause it's hey dudes. And got my ranks for bringing bad news to hoe ass niggas that be acting just like you. You brand new, like young niggas smoking boo boo. I'm old school, like real niggas smoking green juice, bringing the pain. None of that, then no game. It's like the motherfucker sun without no goddamn rain. Stand up,